Ever notice how socks just disappear, like they vanish into thin air?
It's a real mystery, right?
Well, today we're going on a deep dive into a children's story all about a sock that's had enough of going missing.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and this sock's name is Sammy, and he's got a lot to say.
I bet. Kids this age have amazing imaginations, so I'm sure a talking sock will be a big hit.
Definitely, and this story uses that talking sock to teach kids about keeping things tidy.
Oh, that's a great way to get the message across. What kid doesn't love a story? And if their toys could talk, just imagine what they'd say.
Especially about their rooms.
Yeah, exactly. But in this story, the sock actually does talk.
He does. So the main character is a boy named Oliver, and, well, he can never find his matching socks.
I can relate. I bet a lot of our listeners can, too.
Yeah, and Oliver's room is, well, it's a bit of a mess, let's say.
A disaster zone.
Maybe even worse. So one morning, Oliver's looking for a sock, and that's when Sammy decides he's had enough.
Enough of being lost in the mess.
Exactly. So Sammy pops out from under the bed.
That's a pretty good hiding spot in a messy room.
Definitely. And Sammy says, "Hey, Oliver, down here. Your room's a disaster zone. How could you ever find anything in here?"
Can you imagine if your sock started talking to you?
I think I'd be pretty surprised.
Me too. And Oliver is, of course. But Sammy has a point. The room's so messy, even he can't find his match.
Right. But Sammy doesn't just complain about the mess. He gives Oliver some tips for keeping things tidy.
Like what?
Well, he tells him to always put his dirty clothes in the hamper right away.
That's a good one. No more clothes on the floor.
Exactly. And Sammy also reminds Oliver to keep his socks together in pairs so they don't get separated in the laundry.
That is really clever. Matching socks from the start makes things so much easier.
And Sammy even tells Oliver to fold his clothes neatly and put them away.
It's like creating a treasure map. You put things in their special spot and you always know where to find them.
Yeah. Makes you wonder if maybe our things like to have their own spots too.
Maybe they do. I know. I always feel better when everything's in its place.
Me too. It's like my mind is more organized too.
And there's more. Sammy also talks about the washing machine monster.
Oh yeah. He warns Oliver about this scary monster that eats single socks.
It's a funny way to make sure kids are careful with their clothes.
And it reminds us that if we take care of our things, they'll last longer and we won't have to keep buying new ones.
Exactly. Being tidy is good for our things and good for the planet.
Definitely. So Oliver listens to all of Sammy's advice and you know what happens.
What?
His room is totally transformed. It's neat and tidy and he can actually find his matching socks right away.
That's awesome. I bet Oliver feels a lot better too.
I bet he does. And Sammy the sock is pretty happy too, I imagine.
For sure. This story shows that even though organizing can seem like a chore, it can actually make life so much easier.
And more fun too, right?
Absolutely. So listeners, if your socks could talk, what would they say about your room?
Maybe they'd tell you to make your bed every morning.
Or to put your toys in a special box when you're done playing with them.
Or maybe they'd even have some new ideas we haven't even thought of yet.
You never know. Socks can be pretty smart.
They can. Thanks for joining us today for this deep dive into the world of Sammy the Smart Sock.
And remember, even socks like a tidy room.
They do. 2.21.